And I'm Key. Today, we take you on a haunting journey through the twisted mind of a notorious serial killer who terrorized Louisiana. Brace yourself for the chilling tale of Derek Todd Lee and the tragic lives he took. But before we descend into darkness, Rico, do you have any of those haunted sights to share with us this week? So they eaten where the bodies was at. Damn. That's crazy. I bet it was. Right. Especially if you black, because they're going to be like, what you doing outside of your master's quarters? Shit, you could be in a 99 Honda Accord and they think that's the most fancy thing ever, because they had no shit like that back then. Might. There's some cowboys down there. Retweet. Yeah, let us know if y'all have had some spooky experiences on the LSU campus. Let us know. Yeah, me too. That's right. If it's too heavy, just don't listen. We'd love to have y'all listen, but we want y'all in the right headspace too. Let's get into it. Derek Todd Lee, born on November 5th, 1968 in St. Francisville, Louisiana. He grew up in a large family with seven siblings. However, his upbringing was far from harmonious. Lee's parents were notorious for their heavy drinking, and it's reported that he started consuming alcohol himself at the tender age of 10. Yeah, hiding in the bushes and shit. In 1992, Lee first caught the attention of law enforcement when Connie Warner vanished from her home in Zachary, Louisiana. Although her lifeless body was discovered nearly a month later, there wasn't enough evidence at the time to definitively link Lee to the crime. The first known victim was Gina Wilson Green, a 41-year-old nurse. Her life was brutally extinguished in September of 2001, when she was found strangled in her Baton Rouge home. This shocking crime sent shockwaves through the community, foreshadowing the horrors that lay ahead. Charlotte Murray Pace, a 22-year-old LSU graduate student, was found dead in her Baton Rouge home in May of 2002. She had been savagely beaten and stabbed, her promising future extinguished in an act of unspeakable violence. Trenisha Danae Collum, a 23-year-old aspiring nurse, fell victim to Lee in August of 2002. Her body was found in the woods near Whiskey Bay, a tragic end to a life filled with such dreams and promise. Geraldine DeSoto, a 21-year-old Louisiana State University student, became Lee's last known victim. She was discovered in her apartment in May of 2003, strangled to death. Her vibrant spirit was extinguished in a senseless act of brutality. Yeah, so because he didn't have just one method of killing people, you know, it was hard for them to say, okay, this the same person. He was chaos, just chaotic, you know. So they couldn't like narrow it down to one person, basically, because of that. And side note, I watched this movie. It's called Henry. And it's an old movie, like from the 80s. But Henry was a serial killer. And in the movie, he was talking about that. Like, and it's an old movie. He was talking about how the police profile, you know, criminals or whatever. So he was like, so when you want to kill somebody, you just got to kill them a different way every time. So the police won't know it's you. Basically. Not that I'm telling y'all to kill people differently. That's not the point here. I'm just saying the movie, I made a connection. We are not condoning harming anyone. Okay. Just had to get that out there. Watch a couple of them. And look, watch the reboot, because see, the original might be too old. That technology outdated like a motherfucker. They using STR DNA now. They ain't using the shit like they was back on the first season of CSI. But still, don't be out here trying to kill nobody and get away with it. Don't do it. Just say no. Nah, I'm gonna tell you about somebody real. You know, it's this dude named Joe Kinda. He's a detective out of Colorado. That joker, if he was after your ass, he was gonna get you. If Joe Kinda, if you came up on his radar, oh, he was gonna get you. I love him to death. You gotta look that up. Ooh. usually scared of dogs, but that's one dog I would not want to run up on by myself. Wouldn't want to do it. All right, we straying too far, man. We got to get back into Derek Toddley. A significant breakthrough occurred in the case when Lee's DNA was finally entered into the system following an unrelated arrest. The DNA evidence conclusively linked him to the crime scenes, leading to his arrest in May of 2003. In October of 2004, Lee was found guilty of the second-degree murder of Geraldine DeSoto and the first-degree murder of Charlotte Murray Pace. He received a life sentence for DeSoto's murder and was given the death penalty for Pace's murder. Derek Todd Lee died in a Louisiana hospital of heart disease on January 21st, 2016. Good riddance. Bye, nigga. Because he was just awful. He was awful, terrible. Terrible, awful. Yeah. Just think about that shit. Like, you could be minding your own business in your own house, and here he come with his muscle head ass and strangle you to death. Like, why? What's the point? No, I don't think so. Because remember, he was into the voyeurism and shit, so he probably been watching people, and they don't even know that he been watching them. Yeah. They basically what you're saying is his victims didn't live like high risk lifestyle. Like, they weren't prostitutes, they weren't drug addicts. They were in school. Yeah. Yeah, living their life. Yeah. Nah. He deserved more than what he got, honestly. If I'm gonna be real about it, he should have had some more suffering to do. Yeah. Stay there forever. It's consequences. Yeah, because I mean, if you look at the timeline of all his victims, it was like one every month. It was just back to back to back to back. And the craziest thing is, during this time, that's another reason why it took them so long to catch him, because there was more than one active serial killer in Louisiana at the time. You know, and Louisiana really ain't that damn big. So think about it, if you got three or four people that's killing in the same area, that is a lot to try to, you know, dig and uncover who is doing what, who's responsible for what. And still have, because shit, we still ain't safe. You know, shit, I leave my house, I take the thing with me, because you don't know. You'll never know who watching you, just like we saying here, who watching your coming and going, where you, how you operate, you know, see you with your kids, all kind of stuff. You just got to remain vigilant. You got to, because people be wanting to try you. Please be safe. There's some creepy crawlers out here. And with technology the way that it is, we overshare, we share our locations, we share where we going to dinner, all of that. Stop sharing everything. Let them work for it. If they gonna be watching you anyway, make them work. Don't give them all the damn answers. Make them work. I don't put a location on nothing till I done left and came back to where, somewhere else. Then I'll tag that I went there. But nah, you gotta. We gotta get out of this oversharing society. Be careful. Clone a whole phone, yeah. You got to be careful getting gas. You could put your card in the little gas machine and get swiped. Everything, technology is great and a curse at the same time. Just 'cause of shit like this. You know? The nigga was a sociopath, okay? Psychopath. Probably both of them, because I don't think there was a method to his madness. You know, I think that he saw women as things, you know, like nothing more than a pencil. You know, they had no value to him, so it didn't bother him to do that. Because you have to, you think, when you think about something like this, a person who is a serial killer, who is not like our last episode, Shantae Mallory, she made a mistake and ended up, you know, giving 50 years of her life away. That's not the same thing as somebody who has made the decision several times to kill people. So, yeah, he just ain't got no heart, no soul, no conscience. There's nothing there, as far as I'm concerned. Because shit, if I kill too many bugs, one, if I smash three flies, I'm gonna be like, damn, I done killed three flies. And they flies, you know? So imagine a human life. I don't think of people as being so disposable. Well, kinda. You could be right because, and the reason why I'm saying you could be right on that is because of his methodology in selecting a victim. Most people, when you just want to kill somebody, you just go pick the easiest target, the person, you know, homeless person or someone who you don't think will be missed, right? But he's going to get these prominent people, these people who are, you know, known in the community, who are doing well for themselves, who somebody is gonna definitely miss. You know, if you ain't heard from, you know, one of these ladies, somebody gonna say, hey, where she at? I ain't heard from her. You know, but you could be right. That could be his whole thing with choosing people who don't live a high risk lifestyle. You know, it's like I can reach out and touch anybody kind of thing, like a kind of like a God complex, like I can decide when you gonna die. And that is extremely fucked up. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's more like Dexter. You know how Dexter, he realized, he's like, look, I'm crazy. I'm a sociopath. I know that about myself. You know, I think it's like a urge, like it just hit your ass, like a cigarette. But for really crazy people, like I got to have me a cigarette right now. You know, and for him, it just happens to be murder that he craves. I don't know. You know, I have thought about that because you know I write short stories and shit. And I was playing with the idea of writing a short story about consequences. And that's gonna be the name of it too, consequences. Every Monday. Yes. Look, let me tell you, I bet you if we had some kind of real like justice system where you could do some shit like that, I bet you crime would go down tremendously. Tremendously. Imagine. You can't kill them. You just can whoop their ass to the point of death, and then you gotta stop. Ain't got no right, yeah. But see, the thing about that is, I mean, it would really have to be like a vetted system where you know without a shadow of a doubt that this person did this shit that y'all locking them up for. And that's the point because there's always that little bit of question, did they do this or not? Is there a possibility that somebody else could have done this? If we don't have complete, no reasonable doubt, no questions, we see this person on videotape in 4K committing this crime. It would have to be like that. And even with that shit, with AI, you can't even swear that a video is real. Like, everything fucked up. Somebody need to invent a truth serum so we could just ask niggas, did you do that shit? And they would have to say yeah if they did it. That would be cool. But shit, I ain't did nothing to go to prison. I'm scary. I'll be in the house. Shit, I might do some shit, but it ain't bad enough to go to prison. Lord have mercy. You got anything else? Look, we on the same page. That was a lot. I'm gonna have to watch some cartoons after this. Go watch Archer. Yes. Yes. And I'm Key. And that's it. Bye. Bye.